Digital Reader. On the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sportscast post NFL draft day one, because the draft is still going on. It's April 25th, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. Visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, you can follow us on X at thesportscast1 and check out our app, The Sportscast for iOS. It was an interesting night. There had to be some drama for this NFL draft because it had a weak player pool, if you ask many experts.
Yeah.
And join us from the West Coast, who watch it comfortably the night one ending at 8 p.m. probably. Ray, welcome back to The Sportscast.
What's going on, man? Boy, did you see that crowd out there in Wisconsin?
120,000 people. Big capacity. Man,
that was huge. Huge.
First time in Green Bay in the cold. It was still nippy. You saw the broadcasters wearing some big coats.
Yeah. Did you see that long walk those guys had to walk in the middle of all those people?
Who thought, who were thinking those athletics? I mean, those athletes were like jogging to the stage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I'd be jogging to that stage too, man, thinking about that money.
Which player had the best suit? I thought Travis Hunter, the third guy, Will Campbell had the best suit, the green and the white lines.
You know what, man? I'm gonna have to give it up to him. But Green Bay, man, I thought that was really special when they got a receiver. They haven't picked a receiver since
Golden
Walker.
Is his name?
Golden, yes. Yep.
Anyways, let's go into the list and we'll get Ray's feedback. Cam Ward went to Tennessee to the Titans. Ray, what were your thoughts over that pick? That was pretty obvious, but what'd you think?
Hey, you know what? He was the best quarterback. He did really, really good with Miami. That was a no-brainer.
Let's go to the sausage of the show. The Browns traded down the number two pick to Jacksonville Jaguars. And Travis Hunter still went to number two to Jacksonville, joined up to that wide receiver squad. What were your thoughts there?
I was like, Cleveland, okay, I get it. You know, the picks. You know what picks are, man? Picks are like a scratcher. You know, you scratch it and you hope you win. And sometimes you just don't win with the picks. I would have went with Hunter because he's a dual threat. He was the clear number one, number two guy in the draft. But you know what, man? Big win for Jacksonville because they said this is who we wanted. This was our player. Let's go get him. Here, you can have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here, all the picks. Because you know what Cleveland does with picks anyway. They don't know. Come on. And here's
the best pick they got was Myles Garrett. That's all I can remember.
And another thing, Cleveland, your quarterback, you Falco and Bigot, come on, man. But they did get a good defense player. But I love Jacksonville going up and getting Hunter. Hunter, man, I mean, that's a good pick.
Highest pick for a Colorado player in a while. He's joining Brian Thomas Jr. Do you think they'll have a good share of balls there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think Jacksonville defense. Plus, man, he can play as a receiver. You're not just getting a cornerback. You're getting like a Deion Sanders like type of kid, man.
Type of money.
Yeah.
But the thing is, won't the receivers get paid more if he's a receiver than a corner? Like, what are they going to do there with the contract?
You know what? You know he's going to get a lot of endorsements right now. I don't think that's a problem. I mean, I didn't like his suit, though. His suit reminded me of
the pink one?
a pot bottle of Pepto-Bismol, man, that pink.
It's the same color.
Oh, man.
That's the same pigmentation.
Yeah, like, come on, kid.
Armani suit, corner, Jeffs, you know, the Jags traded up. They want really wanted him. I don't know. They just had a new GM. They came from the Rams. I heard he's really much of a risk taker. Goal all in. Let's continue on with the tracker. The Giants picked Abdul Carter. This was a pick raid that it could have went to Shador. And we'll talk about Shador a little bit later in the show. But it went to Abdul Carter. He had breakfast with Dabble. Maybe they had some hotcakes. I don't know. But they went to the Giants. Your thoughts over this pick?
Well, no doubt about it. Carter is an outstanding – he's a great rusher. And, you know, you need defense. You know, defense helps you win games.
And championships, which is what they tell me.
But I would have – me, I would have went with Sanders. But another thing – another – hey.
Revelation.
Hey.
I haven't talked to Ray in a month, so I mean, I wasn't even sure what was his mock draft looking like.
They needed it. I mean, I would have got a QB at this spot, and I'm not just Sanders because there was another QB. There was two key QBs that went in the first round. I would have picked a QB here. You need a quarterback. You need
even with Russell Wilson. I know he'll stay there for like a Band-Aid year. You still would have picked a quarterback.
You got him a year, but you know what? I think. I mean, he's coming up again. I mean, I think he's going to be definitely picked in this next round. But I get it. I understand the move. But, yeah.
Let's save Shador towards the end and see what Ray thinks. Different opinions, controversial. We'll just save it. Number four, the England Patriots went with an offensive tackle, Will Campbell. What are the Patriots trying to do here? Obviously, they have a quarterback. They got – I think they have a good receiver going on there.
Yeah.
What do you think about Will Campbell pick to the Patriots?
He's a blocker. You know, he's a powerful blocker. And, you know, you need those guys. You need those guys. You know, mostly in the draft, these guys usually go first. So he's a big, big old boy.
The best suit of the night. Was he wearing it because it was related to the Celtics and New England and –
probably, Boston. But that suit looks nice. I'd take that suit over.
Would you wear that suit, Ray?
I had a suit when I was a jeweler. I had that suit, man. I had suit.
You had to dress up working at that jewelry store.
Yes, I did. And I had to wear a tie. It was mandatory to wear a tie, wow. Too.
You don't see that these days anymore.
Yeah, you had to wear a tie. You
wear a polo shirt these days.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Browns. They traded down to Mason Graham. Defensive tackle from Michigan. Glad players from Michigan. Was that a good pick? Cleveland's interesting because they could have gotten for a quarterback. They could have said, let's look towards the future. We're going to drop Deshaun.
But they went with
Mason Graham.
I think also, too, they got all these picks. Let's be real. Next year's quarterback pool is going to be way better.
It's going to be stacked.
It's going to be stacked. So, you know what? You got the picks. You can pick up somebody next year and just, you know, build up the defense. So I can't hate on that. But this kid, he's a good defense lineman. I think he's going to do great. I think he's going to do good. I think he's going to
be good. And I heard that he's going to share responsibilities with Myles Garrett.
Myles, let me tell you, man, he is the replacement. Okay, let's be real. That's the replacement. Be real.
All right, let's go to Las Vegas Raiders, which I know Ray is very familiar with. This was like a layup. This was coming.
Dude, this is a beast of a running back. The best running back. And what did the Raiders need? They needed a running back, man. And that was probably one of my favorite picks in the draft in the first round. They got a beast. They got a beast because – They had such a big issue with all the running backs that they had. You know,
lost Josh Jacobs to the Packers.
These guys, they were injury prone. They did have flashes of some guys stepping up later on, but this is a good back, dude. This is good back.
And good. You know who else likes running backs?
Who's that?
Pete Carroll.
Yeah, that's true, man. This guy's
beast mode again.
Look, this kid's gonna break ankles. He's gonna break tackles. He's gonna knock guys out, man. He probably got the next He looked like Travis Henry, built like Travis Henry.
You mean Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry. Sorry, not Terry. Travis Henry. Derrick
but
Henry. Derrick Henry.
Now they got Geno Smith. The Raiders got Geno Smith. They got this guy. Are we looking at a contender-ish for that division or not there yet? Because that thing is stacked.
Not there yet, man. Like I said, I like Geno Smith, but Geno Smith got to he got to prove it. He ain't proved nothing.
AFC, he proved. Well, didn't they win the division 2 years ago? Seattle. Barely, ugly.
You know, I mean, I will say a couple of years ago, he was one of my comeback players of the year.
Yeah, he was.
Okay, and I think
he was drafted low, wasn't he?
Talking about Geno?
Geno Smith.
Geno was supposed to be drafted high, and yes, he got drafted very low. And
he was
then
39.
Yeah, and he had issues and stuff too, and leadership issues, and then just coach. You know, you need the right coach, and I think Pete Carroll was a good coach. I think Pete Carroll is a great coach, and we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
74 years old. They didn't give him a big contract because of his age. You never know; he might retire in a moment.
Exactly.
But I think the Raiders are looking better than a year ago. I will tell you this.
I agree.
I'm saying they're going to win the division.
I agree. They're in a tough. As long as they got Kansas City,
and then Herbert on the rise,
ain't winning nothing, bro.
And Bo Jackson.
I still got them maybe fourth.
Fourth. So you're saying Broncos are still better,
dude? Bo Nix was. Come on, man. You just got a taste of Bo Nix and the Broncos. Watch the second year this kid. Bo Nix,
this kid is something. Yeah. Jets, it was a big question mark. They got Armen Membo, offensive tackle, Aaron Gordon going for the OT. A lot of offensive tackles in this draft, but your thoughts over this pick?
Dude, kid, what? He ran a 4.91 40-yard dash, 32-pound monster, dude. This kid's a beast.
6'3", 21 years old, coming from Mizzou.
Yeah,
good pick by the Jets. You know, they got in, they're gonna protect Justin Fields, so that's something that they will protect. Now, this guy's from Hawaii. Panthers picked Tatori McMillan.
Can I tell you something? I actually wanted McMillan to drop to my Niners. I was hoping that he would come to the Niners.
Well, they were close, but you know, he gave one of the Hawaiian necklaces, what's it called? The flower one,
LA,
yeah, he gave it to Roger Goodell. So he was a very positive guy. Very excited, very grateful, you know.
Yeah.
Which is what I like. Saints, we thought Shador was going to go there, possibly, but they went with an offensive tackle, Kelvin Banks Jr.
Can't hate on that. I think it's a safe pick. Like I said, I think these guys are going to pick up the quarterbacks of what they really, really need in the second and third round.
Possibly.
Yeah. So
possibly.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go all the way to the Niners, but let's first go to Chicago. They went tight end Colston Loveland from Michigan. This was very predictable. A lot of mock-ups of him going. I think actually there was another tight end they were going to pick, I heard, but this guy went a little higher than people thought, I believe.
Well, he's a route runner. They needed somebody that can do some routes. And your boy Williams, man, he need help. He needs some help.
Yeah, the new coach, new head coach Ben Johnson is there, so he's making some moves there.
Yeah.
And let's go to the pick that Ray was waiting for an hour and a half for. 49ers select Mikel Williams, edge rusher. Your thoughts over this pick? Was this a surprise? Was this something you're expecting?
You know, come on, man, with Lynch and he's back. We got our defense coordinator back, Scott. You knew they were going to go. This was the guy I think Scarlett wanted. And I can't hate on that. We need an edge.
Keep in mind, the Niners did a lot of offloading this past offseason. So.
Exactly. So, you know, he's a powerful pass rusher. And I'm not hating on it. I'm happy. You know, Niners, dude, is our defense. you know, Lynch, and those are defense. That's defensive minded. So, you know,
what did you have in your mock drafts for the Niners to pick?
I wanted them to go because we lost, you know, I think we're kind of weak at receivers. Because the receivers
Debo went to the Commanders, yeah.
So I would have, you know, they had some receive. I wanted to get a receiver because Brock, if you're gonna pay Brock that money, you got to give him some toys to play with, and he needs some people to throw. You need somebody that can at least 50-50 get that 50-50 ball and do some routes and stuff. Good slant runners and stuff like that. He need help. He needs some help.
And Brandon Ayuk could be on that trading block still.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
So, which you're not a fan of anymore, Brandon. He was good 2 years ago, but then he got fluffy this past season.
They get that money. Those injuries take a toll. It's just sad, but these guys put their. If you see how these guys go up and they catch the balls and how they get smacked into out of the end zone, they take a lot of beating, man, and all those receivers, they need help, because McCaffrey, he can't do it all, man. He can't just be the main guy getting the ball, him and Kittles. So we need receivers. That's what
West Coast offense, like Bill Parcells would say. Yeah, up for contract negotiation. Another touch was Ray. I know that you said Brock Purdy. He is in potential contract negotiations. Kittles, mm-hmm. I believe, as well. Mm-hmm. And wasn't it – who was the other guy? Trent Richardson? Which I'm not sure why am I saying Trent Richardson.
Sure. We need to work it out, man. I think it's maybe like a few million dollars and also years. I think they want him to do 3 years. His team wants him to do 4 years.
Yeah, he's 60 million quarterback, right? You think?
No, he ain't a $60 million quarterback, but I think the number is 55, but they're at 51 or 52. Wow. So there was talks about if that deal doesn't go through, we could always go after Aaron Rodgers. But get out of here with that.
No,
get out of here.
Fred Warner was the other guy.
Yeah, Fred Warner. Yeah,
he's up. You think he's worth the extension?
Yeah, man. He's one of the leaders on the team. Don't want to let him go. Don't want to let him go.
Well, Niners definitely need a comeback because they were one of the juggernauts a couple years ago. Last year they flunked McCarthy. McCaffrey got injured a lot. Only played four games.
We had injuries. Our team had a lot of injuries, and guys had to step up. They got hurt. Another guy stepped up. Close they games, got hurt.
You know,
the running backs got hurt too. We were hurt at running back. We were hurt at receivers. McCaffrey got hurt. I was closing my eyes when I watched Brock, you know, play. But you also got to understand this though, Brock, dude. He took the team to the Super Bowl. A lot of people don't forget this, but
his first year
is exactly. He is a special player, and he has rapport with some of the teammates. We love him in San Francisco, and I get it. I understand he's not worth six. He's not a $60 million, but the market is what the market is.
The market is. Is Dak Prescott a $60 million quarterback? Don't think so, but it's what the market says.
No, but that's
pretty in Dallas.
That's why you sit at the table and negotiate. But guess what? He showed up to camp.
He did.
He showed up
involuntary workouts.
And guess what most guys do? They're sitting at their mansion drinking their cocktails, saying, "Talk to my agent." They don't want to deal with it. He's there. So it lets you know, man, he wants to be there. He's a leader. So
exactly. And damn. That's something that you got to do. Cowboys, okay. Unusual move. People were saying they got Tyler Booker from Alabama, guard. What do you think about this move?
Man, I don't know about the Cowboys, man. But
they were trying to work on some trades, but they didn't really pan out that last night.
I can't hate on it. I can't hate on it. It's a B. I give it. It's not an A grade. Yeah, I give it like it's like a B.
It's a B. It's okay, but not the best. Best. So
no, but you know, just do your job. Hope he covers the defense. And yeah.
Let's skip Miami. Got Kenneth Grant. Then 14 Colts got Taylor Warren, which he was supposed to go to Chicago, but he went down to Indianapolis, joining Danny Jones and Richardson. Your thoughts over that pick?
Can't hate on it. You know, like I said, these are you can't go wrong. They're safe picks. You can't go wrong.
All right, let's scroll down. Seattle got Gray Zabel. Buccaneers got Emeka Egbuka. Stop me if you want to talk anything about this.
Emeka, dude, 19. Dude, come on, man. This
joining
boy,
Mike Evans and the crowded wide receiver pool.
Hey, guess what? Weapons.
Is it? Yeah, like Gray was saying, it's not bad to have a full A roster of wide receivers. It's not a bad thing. That's good.
No, because here, I'll tell you why. What happened to our number one receiver last year?
He got hurt. We out four games. That does pinch.
So next man up. And also, he's been around. You have to invest in the future. Nothing personal. He's a great receiver, but you also got to think about the future. You need to bring this kid in. This kid, he's gonna be great, man.
He's confident. Yeah, and like you don't want to be like the Raiders throwing to Brock Bowers the whole time. That's not gonna work all the time, you know.
Yeah.
Let's go number 21. Steelers got Derek Hermann. That's what we thought Shador might have went. They went with a defensive tackle from Oregon.
I give it an A grade. From the word they'd say he's quick, he's strong. I think this was a safe pick.
Yeah, safe pick. Still a question mark of if Aaron Rodgers is going to go there. Let's talk about this right now. Is Aaron going to retire? Because it seemed like that when I saw his interview with Pat McAfee, I feel like he was out of it.
His ego, man, is crushed because nobody's calling the phone. And I think, his time is up, man. Like, you saw, like,
years old, man. That's
you saw, like, the Jets, you know, look what happened out there with the Jets.
Yeah.
And he's gone. He's gone.
Quite something. So let's go to the Chargers. Amarin Hampton, number 22. Then number 23, Ray talked about it a little bit. They got Matthew Golden. That was a pretty good positive pick by the Packers, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. Love is going to love this guy because this guy, this kid, he's a good route runner. He got explosive power. And then it was just great, man, because the Packers haven't picked a receiver
since like the 60s.
Dude, since Walker, Javon Walker, I think that was the last receiver that got picked, man. That's a long, long time ago. This kid wasn't even born, dude.
2002, Javon Walker. Wow.
Yeah, this kid wasn't even born when that pick was made. So
that's pretty bad. Interesting. I did not know this. That's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
So they were just getting, you know, free agents for the receiver core.
Exactly. But wow. I think it's what Love needs, man. You need a receiver, and they got this kid's gonna be great. This kid's gonna be cool. He's gonna be good. He's gonna be a superstar.
You know, it's funny, all the NFC North teams got booed last night. Did you notice that?
Of course.
That's the Minnesota pick. Boo.
It's what you're supposed to do, man. Come on, man.
It's home crowd.
Exactly.
You know, they should have done the draft inside the stadium. That would have been better, I think. Right?
I
why did they do it outside in the parking lot? I don't know.
Not only, but it is one of the most, like, it's Lombardi Field. Come on.
I think they did it at the Cowboys Stadium when they did the draft there a couple of years ago. I think they did in the Cowboys Stadium.
But,
so,
but just the epic view of that crowd, though. So that's what people are going to remember. And it's like almost like a concert, man. Like, only thing like mosh pits and people screaming. I mean, it was huge.
Why not? You know. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to the heart, the good sharing on top towards the end. The Giants traded up with the Giants. They got another pick in the first round at 25, and they got a quarterback, but not Shedeur Sanders. Jackson Dart,
from
Mississippi. You were shocked. I was shocked. I thought they were going Shedeur, but Brian Daboll wanted Jackson Dart. Your thoughts, Ray?
Can't hate on it. I give it a B plus grade on the, you know, it's not a bad pick. I can't hate on that. I can't hate on that.
Like what I heard the coach, the Giants coach liked the mobility. Hyron Jones says it was kind of a move of desperation. A little more confident.
Dart rushed for 1,500 yards and 12 touchdowns in three seasons at Ole Miss. So the kid can run, and you need quarterback that can throw and run. You need
Shedeur, gotta be more. Which he didn't run much, Shedeur, for Colorado.
No. You know what? I'm not hurting. I mean, I thought, like, you know, with the name Sanders and, you know, I'm thinking – you're not – look, when you are a GM, you're not only just thinking about the players, you're going to win games, but also marketing, T-shirts, and all kinds of stuff.
The business side of things.
And I would have thought, you know, but then I thought Sanders – like, come on, man. A Sanders in New York, in the New York market. But
– what do you think happened? Like what I've been hearing, you know, post – draft night last night was that it's the NFL teams do not want to deal with like a circus coming along. And also his attitude was not good. I heard he was like the man in the room coming in, you know, just like his dad. You think that was an issue with the personality that teams didn't want to take a risk, even though they might get him around two, but
huge. But you know what? That's a win. If you get him at round two, Still a win.
Not for a bargain.
And not only that, but he's going to have a chip, just like, you know, when Aaron Rodgers dropped, 100%. And he was sitting there, and all the teams passed him up, and you just 100%. Saw
it. 100%. They help him out.
It's going to humble him. Wow. And he's going to have something to prove. But no doubt about it, man, he's a stud. He's a star. But me personally, though, I don't think he's like – I think he's somebody that should sit on the bench and have a veteran and him learn from a veteran. That's why I didn't have a problem with him, you know, Russell. Hey.
That'd be great, but, you know, it didn't learn from.
It didn't happen that way. But I guarantee you, don't be surprised. And I'm going to throw a little prediction.
Uh-oh.
On the clock. The Cleveland Browns.
And they're up tonight. First pick, round one.
Cleveland Browns, Sanders.
And they got two opportunities.
Yes.
So these two teams are not going to select them. Him?
No.
So
Sanders is going either that one or going 33 or 36.
Man, quite something.
And if he don't. Then Cleveland Brown, you are basically holding out, waiting for a pick next year, because you got those first round draft picks.
And I heard the Raiders would be a good spot for him to learn under Geno. But yeah, Cleveland would make the most sense. But round two begins tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. The Niners have a pick at number 43. You still want a receiver then, or?
I want a receiver. We need a receiver, man. Get a receiver.
Well, you do have a chance tonight. So tonight the draft continues. Do you watch like night number two now? The Shedeur is available. It is. People are going to tune in tonight.
I'll be honest. I'm probably one. I'll be tuned in from one maybe down to half of that, because I that's a big, come on, man. I was a huge Deion Sanders fan, and when Sanders went to go coach at Colorado and to see his boys and Hunter, that was, come on, man. That was watch TV. I want to see this kid go in the second round. He needs to go in the second round.
Yep. So, second round. Please,
come on, Joe Flacco and Pickett. And I'm not even saying that he, and I'm not even saying if he even starts, but you know, Joe Flacco is, you know, come on, man. He's a veteran, but he, you know, you don't know what Joe Flacco you're going to get. You can get Joe Flacco that could do 300 and something yards, or you can get Joe Flacco that throws four interceptions. You don't know. Pickett, you know.
You know, Cleveland's best quarterback this past 4 years was, according to stats, was Joe Flacco.
Yep.
And he didn't want to leave Cleveland once, like after that one miracle season. But there you have it. Before we go, the Warriors are tied 1-1. Butler or Hurd with the pelvis.
Oh,
what's going to happen there, Ray? You still have hopes? Or, hey, man, this Warriors team is aging.
I'm not even going to sit here and lie, man. I mean, good Lord. Butler being hurt. We're going to have to depend on Steph to step it up. Guy's going to have to step it up because we ain't got Jimmy Buckets. But and the Rockets, man, they're hungry. They're young.
They're young.
They got tall. They got height. They got height. I think we're going to pull it out, man. I think we're going to pull it out. I think we'll pull it out. It's probably going to go the seventh.
And Lakers and Timberwolves, who do you have for that series?
Ooh,
it's 1-1 right now.
It's 1-1. I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with the Lakers.
You're going with the West Coast Pacific. Interesting. Well, there you have it. We got NFL draft. We got the NBA playoffs, which I still think they're more exciting this year than previous. More anticipation, maybe because of the Lakers and Luka, and of course the Cavs, and also the other teams as well. But Ray, what is the best way to reach you online to ask you about, hey, should I watch round two tonight of the NFL draft?
Oh, definitely, man. I mean, you're gonna see primetime crime.
You saw the house they were at, and there was like a shelf of all the team hats, and they didn't use none of them last night.
Nope. But yes, I am Ray Sherrod, aka Ray 3473, the gaming cyborg. I do game streaming tonight on Ray 3473 Twitch TV. I will be doing Oblivion Remastered on my Twitch channel, so check it out. And yeah, man, dude, it's a good time. You got the NBA, basketball, playoffs, you got the draft. Oh man,
this NHL, Stanley Cup,
NHL, get you popcorn, man, and just enjoy.
And also this weekend, Liverpool might win the Premier League if they tie or win. So it's going to be a huge weekend in sports. You can reach us at thesportscast.net with all the information you need. And also the Sportscast One on X. And Simply Pond Gaming says, yo back.
Yep. Yeah, he's a Detroit Lions fan. Good luck to your Lions, man. I hope they do some good picking.
Yeah, Lions, they have the capability of going all the way, but they need to beat the Commanders. So, Sportscast One. Ray, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
This was your update.